T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Further proof, everything the mainstream media, virtually everything the mainstream media tells you, when there is global elite power at stake, is an utter lie.
Yep.
An absolute and total utter lie. What did they tell us? We can't do Brexit. It will wreck the economy. Oh my God, it's going to grind to a halt. No one will know how to trade. People will starve. Oh, I see. So, Mr. Johnson just won there, and he won such a large majority that he is able to promise Brexit by January 31st.
A majority they haven't had since 1987.
Awesome.
And the polls where they thought that, you know, Johnson may have a narrow victory, and they clobbered the Labour Party. They clobbered the Socialist. It wasn't even close. And this is like, what, the third time that the British people have said, get us out of the EU. And yet Parliament over there, just like our Congress, just like congressional Democrats, completely ignore the will of the people and go off on their own globalist socialist agenda.
Well, they said that this would be a disaster, right? I mean, this is going to wreck the economy of the UK. I mean, you cannot have a thriving economy without an overarching ruling global government, as we all know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So how'd that work out? I mean, it's a clear sign in the markets that Mr. Johnson has been overwhelmingly elected, as you said, with this majority they haven't seen since, what'd you say, 1986?
1987, I believe, 87. Is what they said, was the last time that they had a majority this large.
Wow. Okay, so the markets have nosedived, right?
No. Markets are up.
The markets are way
all
up.
All around the world.
Yeah. Like, how up are they? Well, you could call this the Boris boom. Headline, sterling soars to it. It's what the UK.
Yeah, the British sterling pound.
Yeah. The pound. Sterling soars to its highest level against the euro?
Yeah.
In a decade, as global share prices rise, as British can finally get Brexit done. Listener Ralph writes to me today, Tara, so once again, the markets boom when they throw off the elite globalists we're told we cannot function without.
Right. Yeah.
Lies. It's all lies. Yes, that's the headline, the Boris boom. There we go.
Yeah.
Sterling shot up, reached its highest level against the euro since July 2016. As investors this morning plugged assets into UK companies following the result. Keep in mind, they're obviously on a different time clock than we are.
Yeah, they're 5 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, exactly. Also, and Jeremy Corbyn's hopes of hiking taxes and nationalizing industries. They don't want this. Did you see how they're explaining this already this morning?
No, what's the spin?
This is so nuts you would think I'm making up. This is so deranged. They have trotted out Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS to suggest it's time for a UK version of Mueller to investigate the Russian interference that has caused this disaster.
What is it with these people with Russia? Why is it Russia is the only bad actor, the only person, only entity that you can blame for anything that goes on with these people? What is the deal?
I mean, they're at it this morning. This is The Guardian this morning. It's a headline.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending Russia or Putin or anything.
No!
At all. But it's like, good grief. Do you people think that every single problem in the world leads to Russia? Good grief. I mean, if you can't get a water line or a sewer line down to your property in Pickens County, is it Russia's fault?
Probably.
Good gosh.
Okay, so this is the headline. This is in the Guardian. Britain needs its own Mueller report on Russian interference. The British political system has become thoroughly compromised by Russian influence. This is that they actually ran this. It's high time its institutions, including the media, woke up to that fact. In 2016, both the United Kingdom and the United States were targets of Russian efforts to swing their votes. That's never been proven in this country. We've never seen the evidence of it, is a better way to put it. The same people who lied to us told us that, but everything else they told us was a lie, so I assume that is too for now until they prove it to me. Anyway, the aim was to weaken the alliances that had constrained Vladimir Putin's ambitions, such as European Union and NATO. So see, this was not really what the people wanted, this overwhelming majority that we haven't seen since 1987. You see, they were just confused. Okay, do you know why they're doing this? You know what this is about? This is really about? Aside from the fact when you get your rear end kicked this hard, you have to say something. It's really embarrassing, right? So there's that. They need something to say this morning. But the bigger thing is they're doing this to justify the shutting down, and in particular in the coming election here, the shutting down of accounts that support Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and if you look at what's going on in the UK, they had the Irish elections, right? What did they do in the Irish elections? They brought in the Irish intel agencies to monitor social media accounts and shut them down. And the only ones that ended up being shut down were those who were on the side of greater freedoms.
Mm-hmm. The conservative
side. The less government control. So what are we doing here? What's going on right now? Well, this ought to terrify you after this week. Facebook's announcement that the FBI would set up a war room, is going to set up a war room, just like was done in Ireland with Facebook and the authorities there, set up a war room to stop Russian interference. Yeah, the only accounts that are going to be shut down are ones like mine. And yeah. I don't even know anyone who's Russian.
Exactly.
Although it would be cool if I did. I mean, that would be interesting.
I've never seen you with a bottle of vodka or use Russian dressing on your salad.
So. Okay, I will fess. I do have a bottle of vodka home. Dad bought it last time.
All right, there is that. But
okay, but it is. But it's on the top shelf. And we're really more into Drambuie right now than vodka. That's a good Scottish drink. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, so, okay. I'd even swear to that under oath. Meanwhile, okay, just to show you how the terrifying, the all-consuming, terrifying Russia, right? Like how scary they are. The Russians, right? Their only aircraft carrier, which almost sank 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When the dry dock sank.
Right.
And put a major hole in it. It has now burst into flames.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they got other problems besides interfering in elections.
And I saw where General Motors is pulling out of Russia, too, that Chevrolet used to actually sell vehicles in Russia. They're pulling out, getting out of the market. It's not the economy so bad there. They're just saying we can't build them here. And so we're done.
Texture writes, get Tito's vodka. It's made in Texas and it's awesome.
Well, there you go.
Is that Tito Ortiz or somebody? I don't know.
I could not tell you.
Oh, well, if it's Tito's, it's probably good. Whoever Tito is. Anyway, and yeah, if it's made in Texas, then we know it's good, right?
There you go.
Texter writes, please tell Mr. Trump to let this impeachment crap go. The people that elected him don't need to have witnesses paraded out in front of Congress to justify our lives. I don't understand the rest of this text.
Well, anyway. I sort of get what they're saying, though.
It just,
why even put up with this? Let's just move on.
Interesting that Mitch McConnell is now waffling on this, the head of the Senate, because Lindsey Graham came out and said, no, we're not doing it. We'll let Adam Schiff say whatever he wants and then we'll vote. And Trump's saying, no, I want my day in court. And now McConnell's saying, well, we'll hear from Shifty and then we'll decide.
Now, there's still a long way to go on all of this.
Yeah,
so
there is.
You know, I have very little confidence in anything Mitch McConnell says, but I do think he is accurate when he says this will be a very brief process.
Yeah. It's insane to me, by the way, just going back to The Guardian, that The Guardian has trotted out Glenn Simpson, who was thoroughly discredited. I mean, this is the guy Hillary paid to create the Steele dossier, which was utterly discredited this week. And he's over in The Guardian saying, oh, we got proof the Russians meddled in both the U.S. and the U.K. elections. No, that's what the whole FISA report was about. You didn't have proof, so the FBI made it up. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't matter how many investigations, how many Mueller reports. They're just Russia, Russia, Russia. It happened. There was interference. There was no collusion and no genuine connections between Trump's campaign and the Russians. How many more investigations do we need to find that before they believe it? I don't know.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, got this text. Somebody's listening to the Mark Levin epic rant. I'm going to play that again. I don't usually do that, but I'm going to play it again in the 8 o'clock. It's just, it was so good. And they're like, darn, I only heard half of it. I hate it. Well, that might have been the case last week, but not anymore, because we now have Rewind on the radio.com app that you have been procrastinating about downloading. So go download the radio.com app, favorite 106.3 WORD. And you can rewind a little bit or a lot. You can take your finger and slide the thing back to the beginning of the hour if you want, or just go back in like, I don't know if it's like 10 or 15 second increments. I love this. For the second day in a row, my schedule is, you know, I go home from here and I make the kids usually lunch for their schools the next day. And I usually will throw dinner together, like preemptively throw it together right before they get home. And then I take a nap, right? So I'm usually deep into Rush by that time. And I'm listening while I'm doing all that house, you know, household chore stuff. And it drives me nuts. I have to go take my nap and I miss the rest of Rush. And if it's gone, well, I can just pause him. I'm going to roll out of bed after my nap, get on the treadmill, hit play. And Rush is on my schedule. I'm not on his. So, yeah, if you loved the Levin epic rant, get to radio. You do it right now. Get to radio.com app and go backwards. It's really cool. I love it. I'm addicted to it. All right. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Text writes, Otera just watching all the Glee, the Dems, and their blind followers are experiencing currently. Can't wait to see this in the Senate when things are different and they're all crying again like November 2016. Santa, all I want for Christmas is a Congress that has half a brain. By the way, did you see, we're going to have this in the next hour, Hank Johnson, the one who was afraid Guam would tip over. This guy's like an actual member of Congress, like the Congress of the United States. Yeah, he was saying that it was unfair. We should impeach Trump because it's unfair. He is taller than President Zelensky of Ukraine. And that the fact that Trump is taller when Zelensky's around him is intimidating to him. So, yeah. Oh, and Trump made this worse by sitting in a higher chair than Zelensky was sitting in at the UN. In a clear effort to intimidate him. So, I mean, it is clear he should be impeached. Makes total sense. By the way, John Ratcliffe, Representative John Ratcliffe, former federal prosecutor, who probably knows a few things about the law, I would think, took on Hank Johnson while we're talking about him. Representative Hank Johnson. Hank Johnson made the mistake of challenging the GOP to defend whether it's ever okay to ask a foreign government to investigate your political opponent. Well, John Ratcliffe stepped up to the plate after being issued that challenge. It did not go well for Johnson.
I want to answer my colleague from Georgia, Mr. Johnson's question that he asked before. Is it ever okay to invite a foreign government to become involved in an election involving a political opponent? The answer is yes. It better be. We do it all the time. Have you that quickly forgotten how the Trump-Russia investigation proceeded? The Obama administration asked Great Britain and Italy and Australia and other countries to assist in its investigation of a person who was a political opponent from the opposite party.
And there you have, by the way, I just got this text. I got to check if this is true. Not everything on the text line is true, producer Chris. Texter writes, hey, Tara, must make a plug for my pals at the Upstate Pulse. That's producer Chris's show. Have your kids listen to their Christmas karaoke special tomorrow night at 7. They'll love it. Is that Lonzo texting me this morning?
I don't know. Lonzo may not be up yet, but I do want to correct the texter. It's not tomorrow night. It is the following Saturday.
Okay, so it's not this Saturday. It's next Saturday at 7.
It is the Saturday before Christmas.
Are y'all going to be singing?
Oh, yeah. We do this every... This is the fourth annual Upstate Pulse Christmas Karaoke Special, and we sing Christmas songs in the voices of whoever, whatever impression we can do the best.
Awesome. See, if I could just stay up past 7, it would be great. I would know that. All right, cool.
And we take requests, too.
Oh, wow.
So if you have something that you want to hear, give us a text at 71307, and we'll do our best to perform it for you.
Okay, awesome. So again, that is not this Saturday, but next Saturday night at...
That's correct.
7 on the Upstate Pulse. Text writes, abuse of power. Let me get this straight now. If any president now or in the future goes to the courts to challenge anything Congress does, he should be impeached. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what Mark Levin explained. Nancy Pelosi says that it is incumbent upon us. It is our responsibility to impeach Trump for going to the courts. So that would make it our responsibility next time we're in power in the House to impeach the Democrat president. If he goes to court to fight for the power of the executive branch. And because every president since the founding has done that, they would all be impeached. So it is our duty, due to our oath of office or something, as Nancy Pelosi keeps explaining. It's our responsibility. We're going to have to impeach him. And we don't even know what he's done yet, but that doesn't matter.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
There's nothing that gives me the chills like a good success story. That's why we fight so hard here every day for the freedom that allows that kind of success. That's what the battle here is about every day on this show and, you know, in our movement across the country. So that things like this can still happen in America. I'm going to read you this story. You tell me he didn't build that. Hours after he was born in 1989, Freddie Figures was set down next to a dumpster in a rural area of Florida's Panhandle. Do you ever wonder what happens to these dumpster babies? I always do. Of course, they're children, so there's privacy and, you know, involved, and they end up in the foster system. But then what? I always wonder how they turn out. Well, we don't know in most cases, but in this one, we do. A passerby found the baby alone and in distress and called the police. The infant was hospitalized with multiple minor injuries for 2 days and then placed in a foster home. The couple who took him in, Nathan and Betty Figures, lived in nearby Quincy, Florida, and already had a daughter. Shortly after Freddie began living with them, the Figures, who often took in foster children, decided to adopt him. In elementary school, Freddie Figures said other children would bully him and call him the dumpster baby when they learned he'd been put out with the garbage as a newborn. It was a rural area, so after it happened, everybody knew about it, said Figures, who's now 30. My parents told me the truth about what happened as I grew older. I thought about it a lot as a kid, and I'd have to say it was embarrassing when I was younger. His life hit a turning point when he was 9, he said, when his father paid $25 for a broken 1989 Macintosh computer at a thrift shop. Nathan Figures, who was a maintenance worker at Florida State University, that's his dad, brought the computer home and set it on the kitchen table so his son could tinker with it. He thought that a computer might help to keep me out of trouble, said Figures. His father was right. Figures took it apart and put it back together several times. He figured out that he could get it to power on when he installed some components he found in an old radio that belonged to his dad. I still have it, Figures said, of that first computer. It's what sparked my interest in technology. He got so good at tinkering with computers that when he was 13, the city of Quincy hired him to help repair its computers, he said. When he was 15, he started his first company, Figures Computers, repairing computers in his parents' living room and helping clients store their data on servers he created. He was a self-starter and a fast learner. After building his first cloud database, he decided to skip college. I wouldn't recommend my path to everyone, said Figures, but it worked for me. When I was 17, I had 150 clients that needed websites and storage for their files. I just kept building from there. His big break came several years later in 2012 when, he said, at the age of 23, he sold a GPS tracker program to an undisclosed company in Kansas for $2.2 million. Figure's father had developed Alzheimer's disease and would frequently wander off when he was confused. I created a device that I could insert in his shoe that would allow me to, this is brilliant, that would allow me to track him, plus talk to him through his shoe. That is so cool. Nathan Figures, the dad, died in 2014, shortly after Freddie started Figures Communication and developed 80 custom software programs with the money he'd earned from his smart shoe technology. He said about his dad, it was difficult to watch him decline. It's something you never forget, said Freddie Figures. I've always been so grateful to him and my mom. They taught me not to let my circumstances define who I was. Some would say that's an understatement. Figures, who now lives in Parkland, Florida, is the founder of Figures Wireless, a company that appraised in 2017 at more than $62 million. This is a dumpster baby. Left by a dumpster. Hospitalized after 2 days of exposure. He also runs Figures Foundation, which donates to a variety of causes, including relief efforts after natural disasters, college scholarships for high school students, and assistance with school supplies for cash-strapped teachers. The best thing any human being can do is influence another one, said Figures, who credits his adoptive parents for believing him in him and allowing him to channel his energy into creative computer projects at a young age. He now sells a wireless blood glucose meter for people with diabetes that allows patients to download and share glucose levels through Bluetooth technology. Awesome. And he is working on a project similar to his smart shoe technology for his dad with Alzheimer's, to help families stay in touch with loved ones experiencing homeless. That could be me on the streets, he said. I could have been homeless or dead if I hadn't been found by the dumpster after I was born. Wow. After Figures grew up, he learned that his birth mother was a prostitute and had a drug addiction. He said he's not met her, and he has no desire to. My parents adopted me and gave me love and a future, he said. They did their best to make the world a better place. And now that's all I want to. Isn't that awesome? That's what being American is all about. It's not about cynical suppression of wages by the elites. It's not about needing government because you didn't build that. It's about stuff like this. It's about a country where anybody, and I mean anybody, can claw their way up if they're born with the talent and the will to do it. And that, this is what we fight for every day. The right of and ability of those who literally start life in the gutter, like literally in the gutter, to claw their way out of the gutter. And see, folks, the only way that a person this talented, who started so far at the bottom, can claw their way out of that gutter is if we have a country where success is allowed but not guaranteed. That's what equality means. It doesn't mean a guaranteed outcome. It means equality of opportunity. Nothing standing in your way. The freedom to succeed or to fail. And you don't get to do it. We can't have it. We cannot have this freedom to succeed if we have guaranteed outcomes. We can't have that. The freedom to succeed has the, there's the opposite of that, opposite side of that coin is that success is not guaranteed and failure is possible. That's what real freedom is. The freedom to rise from the gutter, maybe end up in it a few times when you fail. Awesome stories. And yes, he did build that. Good morning on this Friday the 13th, which is still a good day because it's Friday, right? Which means tomorrow's Saturday. That's always good. Texter writes, hey, Tara, from the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Tara, would you please tell these morons to turn their headlights on because I, you know, don't want to die. Yeah. No problem. Text writes, hey, Tara, if you watch Food Network, you get to see a lot of people who have started businesses that thrive and home bakers that are successful. Another texter writes, it's great. I, too, am working on a smart shoe. It can be programmed to lift your leg up automatically to kick a liberal in the butt if they try to take my MAGA hat. Oh, my God. We have the best ever Trump derangement syndrome, Trump uttered derangement syndrome, or TERDS segment coming up in the next hour. It is epic. I mean, it is, it's bloody. It's a mess. It required multiple 911 calls. I am looking forward to doing it. I don't condone violence, but this is ridiculous. Texter writes, hey, Tara, if you've already said this, President Trump can expect impeachment over and over by those out of control Democrats. Al Green said they'll keep it going again and again. So how can we stop this circus show? I think they'll pay a heavy price for their idiotic shampeachment. Yeah, we're going to get back into that. Played the audio this morning. This is from TMZ. And it is Representative Karen Bass from California. She's a Democrat. And they ask her, you know, are you open to shampeaching the president again next year? And she says, why, yes, we are. And she says, well, you know, he's so criminal that, I mean, surely there's some more crimes. Honey, you haven't found any crimes yet this first time. But she says, yeah, we will totally shampeach him again. We'll get some new stuff and we'll shampeach him again. So, I mean, this is amazing. So this is them essentially saying, even if you vote for him again and elect him again, we'll nullify that election. They're open about this. So, I mean, this has become the thing. You will get shampeached merely for being disliked because they don't even have a future crime yet. I mean, it used to be that you had to wait for the president to commit a crime before you impeached him. Not anymore. Not anymore. We're getting into all that again in the next hour. Plus this just amazing, amazing victory for our movement, which is truly a global movement in the UK. Super excited about all of that coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned. Oh, plus this, folks, this has like been one of the best weeks, if not the best week of the Trump presidency. See his victory in the NFL? We'll get into that as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.